Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
Welcome back into the Time to Thrive podcast. And today is going to be a completely different episode than what you're used to. Today is going to be a solo episode with myself, but it's actually a recording from a call that we did for our team, for our organization, all based around mindset in business and really allowing yourself to jump into that next level here in what is the busiest season in terms of business. So sit down, buckle up, jump into our sphere, and really enjoy kind of just an inside look as to what a mindset coaching session would look like when you're coached by us. Okay, welcome in, everybody. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Jared DeLava, National Vice President and Independent Consultant with Arbonne, and I am freaking fired up that you guys made the time to come out right after the long weekend and take the time to get leveled up with me. You made your first step coming to this call, and that's what fires me up the most. So I feel like September, it brings that whole new year feeling. I'm not a teacher and I'm not even going to school, but I feel like end of summer, we shift back into that business mode and we focus on the massive goals that we set for ourselves, especially at the beginning of the year. And it gives us that blank slate to kind of reset, refocus, and really come into who we want to show up as. So you showing up yourself today and being here is realistically what we're doing. We are going right now to the next level, and that's what this entire call is all about. So today we're going to have a real honest conversation about your business and whether you've been playing it way too small for too long. And it's time to think big, dream bigger, and go all in on the success in the last third of this year. So before we dive in, I really wanted to do a little exercise with you guys, and I want to take a second here. Close your eyes, all right? Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so, and think about why you started this business, why you started this journey. What was the spark that fired you up and started that inside of you, okay? What dreams did you have when you said yes? Now open up your eyes and ask yourself this. Are you living up to those dreams? Are you giving it your all? And if the answer is no, I could be doing more, then that's okay. Because today, right here, right now, we're going to change that. So step one, we're going to be going all in. Here's the hard truth. You're going to fail and you're going to fail a lot, but failing is not the problem. The problem is that letting failure stop you and taking you out. So every single time that you fail and you don't get back up, you're choosing to stay exactly where you are. And is that where you want to be, or do you want to keep moving forward? So we have to start with something crucial, going all in on yourself. Here's the truth. You're never going to regret it, even if you fail. And why is that? Because failing isn't final, it's formative. It's what shapes us. It's what moves us. It's what brings us to that next level. So let's talk about going all in. How many of you can honestly say that you've given this business your all? And I mean your absolute all, your everything, your 100%. Not just when it's convenient, not just when you feel like it, but every single day. Think about your life in 10 years from now. Are you still going to be sitting on the team calls, absorbing information, making the same excuses day in and day out, and living the exact same life? Or are you going to be leading one of these calls? Are you going to be living that dream life that you dreamt of? Do you want to feel pride knowing that you gave it your all? Or do you want to feel the regret because you were too scared to go after and chase your dreams? The choice is yours, and you're making it right now in this very moment. And you're making a great decision by starting and showing up today, okay? I don't want any of you to look back and think, if only I tried a little bit harder. That is a heavy, heavy burden to carry that I don't want you to be carrying. Instead, I want you to be able to say, I gave everything I had and I went all in, and look at where it got me. Look at the changes that it created in my life. Look at the financial flexibility it created in my life. Look at the relationships it gave me. The difference between those two futures isn't the talent. It isn't luck. It isn't anything in between that. It's the willingness to go all in, to fail, to get back up, and to keep pushing forward when everyone else around you is quitting. So let me ask you, what is holding you back? What is it? Is it the fear of failure? Thing is, you're already failing by not trying. Is it the fear of success? Are you worried about overgrowing and outgrowing that circle that you're currently stuck in? I was, but guess what? You get over that really, really quickly once you start to find new circles that lighten you up and that empower you. So remember, your dreams are on the other side of your comfort zone. We hear that all the time. And it's okay to be scared. Fear is completely natural. But letting the fear paralyze you is going to take you out. So use that as fuel. Let it drive you and let it take action every single day. You think about the most successful people that you know, whether it's in this business or whether it's in your personal life. Do you think that they never felt fear while they were going through all of their journeys? Of course they did, but that never let them stop them. They used that fear and they used that to help propel them forward and to create massive, massive businesses. So I'm going to challenge you today. What's one thing that you've been afraid of doing in your business? Maybe it's going live on social media. Maybe it's reaching out to that dream teamer. Whatever it is, I want you to commit to doing it today, to turn that fear into fuel and to watch how it transforms your business for the better. What's your excuse been lately? Have you been too busy? Is there not enough time? Let's be real. We all have the exact same 24 hours as somebody else. Yes, you might have certain things that cause more time restrictions than others, but the point is that you still have 24 hours, okay? What are you willing to sacrifice to make your dreams a reality? And think about that. What are you willing to sacrifice on your day-to-day basis to turn your dreams into a reality? Let's move on to step number two, taking action. Now, let's talk about a little bit of something that's going to sting for a little bit, but we have to think about this introspectively. And you know what? Sometimes we need that little bit of a wake-up call to look in the mirror and call ourselves out on what we have, or realistically, in this case, haven't been doing. You could have had everything that you wanted by now. The goal that you set out for yourself at the start of the year, that goal that you pushed from 2023 and you took it and you put it into 2024 as your new main goal, that rank advancement that you've been dreaming of, that income goal that you set for yourself, it could have already been yours and you could have already been celebrating it with us. But, and there's always a but to every single thing that we do when there's an excuse. Instead of taking action every single day on the things that push our business forward, you keep listening to one more trainings, which are great. You keep listening to one more podcast, which is great. You keep reading that next book, which is great. And you keep getting fired up and you keep saying, tomorrow is the day that I go all in. Tomorrow comes and the cycle repeats itself. Okay. We're repeating that cycle where tomorrow is the day that we're going to change our life. And guess what? Tomorrow's today. That's right. Right now, right when you get off this call is when we're done pushing our dreams on to tomorrow, because tomorrow isn't guaranteed. And today is the day that we're going to take massive action together. Okay. So drop a fire emoji if you're done tomorrow in your business and setting the goals up for the rest of your life.
Okay, mamas, this one is for you because I know that there are a ton of you listening in, and I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
At the start of 2024, you set big goals, big goals. And I know that you're capable of achieving these goals. So don't change them just because the months on the calendar have gone by. Don't lower your expectations just because there's less time in the year of 2024. That doesn't matter. We don't move the goalposts. What we figure out is how to get through them. So instead, what I want you to do is something right now. I want you to take out your phone. I want you to take out your notebook, whatever it is that you're going to be writing things down on. I want you to write out the biggest goal of this year. I'll give you a second for that. Now, after this call, put it somewhere that you're going to see every single day. Make it your phone background. Stick it on your bathroom mirror as a sticky note. Put it on your fridge. I don't care where you put it, but I want it to be the first thing you see in the morning and the last thing that you see at night, every single day, because it's really, really easy to hide from your goals when you make them hidden. But when it's yelling at you every single day, there's nowhere to hide. You cannot hide from something that's looking at you in the face every single morning. And the only way for them to go away is if you accomplish them. So it's time to break away from doing the exact same thing every single day and expecting a different result. Because what is that the definition of? Insanity. You're not a robot. You're not programmed to do the exact same thing over and over and over. You have the power in this business to change in the direction that you choose. You're allowed to try different methods and see if they succeed. I'm unique. You're unique. Every single person that's on this call has a different power within them to be able to do something that someone else realistically can't. You cannot copy someone who has been super successful and think that you're going to get the same results. If I thought that I could just say, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to copy every single thing that Jess did, every single thing that Carly did, every single thing that Steph did, so on and so on. That's not going to make us have a successful business because we are unique individuals. So what I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself right now, what have you been putting off? And you know, realistically, those are the things that are going to move your business forward. So write it in the chat. Is it making calls? Is it not doing those reach outs to the potential customers or consultants? Is it creating that piece of content that you know is going to resonate with your audience? Whatever it is, I want you to commit that you are doing it today. And yes, I said today, not by tomorrow, not by next week, not after the third lunar cycle after a full moon. Today, right after this call is over, I want you to go on your calendar for the month. And I want you to block off 1 hour in your calendar, okay? That is your power hour. In that hour, you're going to do the one thing that you've been putting off. And here's the kicker. I want you to set that up for every single day of the month. 1 hour of focused work solely on the activities that are going to push your business forward. No distractions, no excuses, just pure focused action. And let's be real with each other right now. Scrolling through social media, researching, okay, or redesigning your Facebook group banner for the 100th time isn't moving your business forward. That's busy work. That's you pretending to do the work so that you can feel good about your day without really accomplishing anything, okay? You said you wanted to level up. We both know that we can find 1 hour, whether it's less scrolling, whether it's not binging that newest season of Selling Sunset that I just saw is popping on Netflix that everyone has to finish, okay? Imagine where you're going to be 30 days from now if you commit to this with me. And I'm going to be doing it with you, okay? So stay accountable with me. Imagine where you're going to be 90 days from now, fresh off a 90-day cycle, running into Black Friday. The reason why Black Friday is so successful is not because there's sales. It's not because of some sort of 30% off sale. It's because you have started your business today on September 4th, and 90 days from now is November 4th, and it rolls right into Black Friday, and you are at the peak of your 90-day cycle, okay? The compound effect that you're going to see from these daily actions is going to be massive, and I cannot stress that enough. So remember, success is not about doing the extraordinary things. It's about doing the ordinary things consistently and exceptionally well. Step number three, are you interested in this business or are you seriously committed into what we're doing? The last thing I want to talk about is probably the most important thing. And I want you to ask yourself this really tough question. Are you interested in building a massive business or are you committed? Because there is a massive, massive difference. Whatever the answer is, that's fine. But you need to be true to yourself on where you stand in order to change. If you're just interested, you're going to do what's convenient and you're going to work on your business when you feel like it. You'll do your top two favorite things on a list and you're going to cherry pick from that list of 20 because those are the things that are comfortable. Those are the things that you like to do. However, you're going to make the excuses when things get tough and you're going to quit when we start facing rejection. But when you're committed, that's a whole different ballgame. When you're committed, you work on your business even when you don't feel like it. You're going to push through those hard times. And why is that? Because you signed a contract with yourself saying, no matter what that gets in my way, I'm going to succeed because I'm committed to it. So which one are you? Either way, I'm with you. But the difference is that if you're committed and you're ready to take what it takes to succeed, I can help push you through to those next goals because we've done it. We committed to the steps. We committed through it and we fought that adversity, but we committed. So I want you to comment me in the chat if you are going to commit to becoming the best version of yourself in the next 3 months and make yourself accountable to it. You started this business to change your life. You started this business to change your life and your family's life for the better. And that's not just interested. That's a commitment to your future self. It's a promise that you made to yourself to create a better tomorrow today. So what is it that's holding you back? It's not that you're not strong enough for it. Is it that you're letting your fears and your doubts overshadow your dreams? Because if that's the case, you really need to start figuring out what is it that's holding you back? Because if it is your fears, we need to figure out how to break through that. And I want you to tell yourself right now, I am going to make it happen no matter what. Say it loud, okay? You're all muted, so scream it. Who cares? You should be able to scream it if it wasn't muted. Scream it from the rooftops. Because commitment means that we're going to do the work that's necessary even when we don't feel like it. It means pushing through those tough times because you know that your why is bigger than any temporary setback or discomfort that we're going to be facing. So from this moment on, I want you to approach your business with this level of commitment every single day. When you wake up in the morning, don't ask yourself if you feel like working on your business. Have a plan of action that you set up from the night before with a checklist that you created. Sit down and just do it. It's amazing the type of flow state that you can get in when you have everything set up for you and you can just dive in and give yourself that hour of dedicated work. Success is not about motivation because motivation, it comes and it goes. Success is about commitment and it's about showing up day after day, regardless of how you feel. So to bring everything into conclusion and wrap everything up, I want you to remember something super, super powerful. And I want you to think about this when things get really, really hard. You've overcome so many hard things in your life already. So think about those challenges. Think about the fears and think about the things that you faced and that you conquered. Think about the times that you couldn't go on, but you did. The obstacles that seemed insurmountable, but you climbed over them anyways. So why can't you overcome this? If you had a slow part portion of your business, why can't you overcome that? If you had a very, very good part in your business, why can't you figure out how to duplicate that? You can overcome any setback in your business, but you need to believe in yourself and you need to believe in the fact that you're committed. Okay? So truth is, you can. It's all in your head. And that's the only thing that's standing between you and the place that you want to be and to your dreams. Your fears, your doubts, your limiting beliefs, they're not real. They're all made up and fabricated in your mind and they're the stories that you've been telling yourself. So it's time to write a new story. A new story for success, a story for perseverance. And I want you all to drop one big let's go in the chat. and make today the day that you stop playing small in your business and in your life, because your future self is counting on you. Your family is counting on you. And I want you to know how much I believe in you every single day. Love you guys. Thank you for sharing space with me today. And let's make this month absolutely massive and the rest of 2024 freaking huge.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.